We're doing podcast stuff.
This is Twisted Cat.
And I'm Patch.
And I'm Batman.
We just came from seeing the Glorious Sons, who I love. And their opening act was this band called The Velveteers. Patch says he has a lot to say. I'm going to let him start.
So I was just talking with my wife last night about the fact that it's been a while since there's been a really, truly new revolution in music. Like, there was the grunge movement in the 90s that led way to a lot of rock and metal and alternative and all of that. And yes, a lot of it was already in place. There was the punk movement, which led to the grunge movement. And, like, rock and roll was, like, the big game changer in the 50s and 40s. We'll just call it the 50s. And, you know, prior to that, it was jazz and blues, and there wasn't a lot going on there, but there was a lot going on there. But, like, so stylistically, these big changes in music happen every 40, 50 years-ish. And I haven't seen a really significant one in some time. And I was musing to my wife last night, I wonder what the next thing is going to be, what it's going to sound like, what it's going to look like, what it's going to be. And I don't know if I saw what it is tonight, but I certainly saw the beginnings of it. These three kids out of Denver, Colorado, are doing something that I have never seen before. And there are hints and tastes of things before, of course. It's music. It's always built on what came before. So Twisted Cat was reading the bio of the band
Really poorly written. Oh
yeah,
my God.
Well, it was awful. It's very, very pretentious. But she was reading the bio of the band on the way, to the show tonight. And she's like, oh, they have a singer and two drummers. Fascinating. And the singer also plays guitar. Fascinating. And so after having watched their show, they have a singer and guitarist, and they have a drummer. And calling the second guy a drummer is like calling Trent Reznor a singer.
Yeah, like, he's a multi-instrumentalist.
More than just a multi-instrumentalist, he felt every single note and beat so keenly. I am almost certain, the writer and driving soul of that group.
I think he's actually noted as the drummer. But no matter what else he does, he really wants to be a drummer.
Sure.
Because he's playing keyboards and he's like making the drum face and he's air drumming on stuff that he could have a stick in his hand and be playing on the drums that are in front of him. But he's air drumming while he's playing keyboards.
Because he's doing other shit.
Because he really wants to drum.
But he's doing other shit. Right? Like, he needs to do the other shit because there's only three of them and he needs to do the other shit.
I do want to say that when the two non-guitarists are drumming together,
yeah,
it is fucking mind-blowing.
Really,
oh my
is.
God.
They are perfectly in sync, and they swap parts and drums.
Oh yeah.
Like, so there'll be the four-beat rhythm, tom, hat and whatever. Sorry, I don't know my drum names.
I mean, they each have a snare, a tom, and then they're sharing a single hi-hat and a ride cymbal.
Right. And so, but like, in their four-piece, they'll cycle it twice, and in the middle, one of them will hi-hat, and on the next four round, the other one will hi-hat instead. And they just...
It's fascinating to watch.
Yeah. They're really amazing, amazing, amazing.
And they're all passionate.
Yes. And Demi, whatever her name is.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but I think it's Demi.
is, first of all, 12.
I think she's at least 16.
Okay, sure. She looks like my 15-year-old niece. But what a voice.
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, yeah. She's not like Lizzie Hale or Aretha Franklin or, you know, any of these voices.
It's sweet notes.
But she's 15. She'll get there. yeah. And the kid who's very clearly a drummer.
I believe their name is Baby.
Yes, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I don't think I used any gendered language.
You didn't. Yeah. I was specifying for the audience, really.
Yes. Wow. What a lot of energy and connection with the audience they have. Do, please go find them, check them out. Throw a buck their way, whatever it is. Like, support these kids, because they are going to be something special. Even if they never reach notoriety themselves, other musicians are going to hear them, and other musicians are going to pick up the torch and carry it forward.
And you can find, like, that they apparently were on Colbert, like, during the pandemic, I think, last year in 22, so you can look that up on YouTube. And they've got two albums out now. I'm curious to hear what their studio stuff sounds like. But live, they're fucking brilliant. So, yeah. Please, go see them. Patronize their shit.
Yes.
I mean, they were good enough that apparently they were sold out of their CDs at the merch table.
Yeah. Yeah, she was like, I have one left, but it has tape all over it. I was like, it's okay.
Will it play?
I didn't ask. But, The Glorious Sons.
Wow, what to say about The Glorious Sons.
I love The Glorious Sons.
They... So every time we go see The Glorious Sons, I'm like, it's The Glorious Sons, we've seen them, whatever. You know, And then they come out and they play the first couple of songs and they warm up. And everything after that just rocks your fucking face off.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was much more just animated and, I mean, you might say manic, than many shows in the past. There have been a number of
You've
shows.
You've missed a couple of them, but yeah.
Yeah, no, he's I mean, he is the ill-begotten, unrelated godson of Joe Cocker.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it's like, it's interesting to me. I had the thought that I have very little tolerance for the guy from Bush. Gavin Rossdale, is that his name?
Rossdale, yeah.
Who is a 5-year-old. And yet, Brett, also a 5-year-old, and I find him adorable. I don't know what the difference is. I mean, I think he fucks with his band members much more than Rossdale does.
Oh, yeah. He definitely fucks with his band members a lot.
But it's heartwarming. I don't know. I can't explain it.
I mean, I got a couple of vibes that brother, dear brother, is a little tired of some of his antics.
Well, sure.
There was a bunch of shared eye rolling between the two lead guitarists over his head.
I think there always are, though. They're just like, oh, probably. It's just Brett.
I worry for that kid. I really do.
Why?
He has a lot of emotion inside of him.
Oh, yeah. His the most recent stuff that I read from him, some interview, he's finally coming to terms with the fact that he is a highly sensitive human. And I think once one comes to terms with that and he can channel that into his music with more purpose, I think he's going to be okay.
I hope so. Like, because I feel he's pretty, I'll just call him neurospicy.
Sure.
I don't know what flavor, I don't know what shape, I don't know how, but I know, I'm pretty confident that there is a neurospice in there.
Oh, sure.
And that often comes with a lot of complications to your coping mechanisms and tools?
He's actually gotten better. I mean, you know, he used to drink and use heavily, and he's not anymore. He very publicly, you know, stopped drinking a while back before the pandemic, I think. And so that speaks to a certain amount of getting better at coping with things.
Yeah, I like, if you're going to look around a room of musicians and place bets on who's going to be the next member of the 26 Club, my money's on him.
I don't know. I think he's at least in his late 30s, if not 40s. So we're good there.
Well, okay. Okay. Anyway, he feels very, very deeply. And sure. His motifs strike a little close to home in a lot of ways.
Mm.
And so, you know, I see him.
Sure.
So.
Sure. No, I get that. So back to the music.
Yeah. Like, so
as we've lost all of our three audience members.
Yeah. So I was trying to place what I would call them. And, like, clearly they are very firmly blues rock, but it's... I feel like that doesn't quite do them justice.
Nah.
'Cause there is definitely a whole lot of blues, but there's this sort of working class, Mellencamp-y, Springsteen-y, small town... coal mine.
Well, they're from an area in Ontario that is definitely that vibe. So,
right.
Yeah.
And so their rock, I like, there were numbers that they did where I could see the Canadian juke joint that they were playing that in the first time they played it.
Right.
And so there's this Canadian rock with roots blues rock and fucking straight out Joe Cocker blues.
Right.
With
a lot of working man thrown in.
That was the roots rock.
Okay. Sure.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to do another dissertation. I think I've already done two tonight.
So they played... heavy, not acoustically, full electric, yeah. Which I have not seen them do in years. I've seen them do it acoustic a couple of times, but they actually pulled it out full electric. And it was so wonderful.
I love that song. I'm all the times that I've seen them that they end up not playing that song, I'm always sad. I'm like,
That's me for sometimes on a Sunday, but yeah. But yeah, I haven't seen them do heavy electric in years, so that was amazing. I got a video of it. You can check it out on YouTube. I've got a set list. I'll
post
that.
Although there was one song that got cut, apparently.
Yes. Sort of.
I just know that Brett made a big show of ripping his set list up off the stage, going around to each band member in turn, pointing to the paper and making the cut motion.
Except that they rearranged it. I don't think they actually cut it.
Okay.
But yeah. Anyway, amazing show. Love them. Always will. I will always see them when they come to LA, even if the rest of my friends get sick of them.
Purely word of mouth. Tell your friends. Support the Glorious Sons.
Yeah, I'm not sure they have a publicist. But yeah, they're absolutely worth seeing. Amazing live show. Their albums are great. I am a huge fan. My first show of theirs was in a club. The entire club was the size of the stage at the Troubadour. And they were opening for some other band. And there were like 12 people in the room. And it was fucking brilliant. So anyway, go see them. I think that's all I have. We have so many shows this month. You're going to get sick of us.
Yeah. We have four more shows in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, get in the van.
Get in the van.
We're going to do more show
podcast stuff.
And podcast.